You, what's going on, everybody? Dave Lockman with Odd Chopper back at it once again, midway through the week, talking best NBA bets. Happy to have you back with me. Let's do this once again. Yesterday was solid. Dallas, I know a lot of you guys were on Golden State. I get that. I told you, I went back and forth, ultimately landed on Dallas for a few reasons. They ended up, the game wasn't even competitive, just Dallas shit on them from start to finish. I'm not the type of guy that enjoys a sweat. I prefer it when I don't have to worry all that much. And that was exactly the case yesterday. We missed on Kevon Looney over rebounds. I mean, at this rate, that whole team was terrible, but bad pick by me. However, we crushed on Reggie Bullock threes. If you laddered them up to five, like we talked about, you were crushing it last night. He knocked down six threes. This is why I say threes are volatile. We'll get to this later in today's video. Forget about what happened the day before. If the volume's there and they are a quality three-point shooter on the season, you want to get to those numbers. Reggie Bullock, yeah, he did us well yesterday. We got over 2.5 with 2 minutes to go. Sorry, 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. And then it was smooth sailing from there. But then 4, 5, 6 came through. And we went to sleep happy. We slept easy last night. So let's see if we can sleep easy tonight. Before we do, though, hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. If it didn't help us, I wouldn't ask you. I promise you, it helps us quite a bit here out here. It helps us keep the lights on. And leave a comment down below. I read and respond to all of them. Appreciate all you guys who interact. It makes this a whole lot more enjoyable. And follow me at Loughy_D, LOUGHY_D on the Twitters. All right, let's make it happen. First up, yeah, I'm going against the public again today, and I have no problem with that. Heat +2 at -110. Or if you want $200 for free, bet the Heat money line, which I actually like, at +110, because Heat +2 is -110. Bet the Heat money line at BetMGM at +110. And if they score 22 plus points, they don't need to win. You make $200 on that. Hell, you can bet either team, but I would bet the Heat here on the money line plus money because you're getting free money anyway. So why not take the dog on the $10 you're putting onto it? Here's what you do. Use the link in the pinned comment or the description. Unfortunately, if you live in New York, which just sucks for sports betting, they're giving, you can't do this. You get up to $1,000 risk-free bet, which is cool, but you wouldn't qualify for this. Anywhere else though, deposit $10 when you sign up using the link in the pinned comments. That's all you have to do. And then put that 10 bucks on either team to win. If they score 22 plus points, they will. I don't even know why I say that. Bet settles, boom, $10 into $200. And you just made free money. You're not going to get that anywhere else. These books want your business. And in order to get it, they're going to give out free money. You know it. I know it. Sports betting, DFS, all that stuff. It's hard to make money these days. Take free money when it comes your way on any site, any promo. Just do it. Use the link in the description. Deposit $10 or more when you sign up. Put that 10 on any team to win. Boom. While you're there, Heat money line. But I'm going Heat +2 here just to be a little bit more conservative anywhere else. -110. And I know a lot of people are on Boston tonight. I get it. But there are plenty of reasons that I like Miami. And a couple of them. First off, even if Boston, right, even if they win, I expect this to be a hyper-competitive game. Okay. There's no reason it shouldn't be. I think it's probably going to, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's decided by one possession. So I'll take the points with the home team. That just makes most sense to me. Miami's 7-1 at home this postseason, with a +11.3 net rating. Phenomenal. And yes, Celtics have been very good on the road, +6.2. I still think the Heat defense can lock them down. They still have phenomenal defensive players. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, PJ Tucker, the list goes on. I mean, Kyle Lowry's health is in question right now, but we'll get to that. I think they narrowly escaped this one with a win, but I am taking +2 just to be a little protective here. It's -110. And yeah, Tyler Hero's injury what I think will be his absence tonight. I don't believe he plays. They said it could be 2 to 4 weeks with this groin injury, but he's pushing to play today. That sounds super unrealistic. It's definitely noted, all of that, okay? It's not lost on me. But I'm not convinced that Marcus Smart's going to play either. And I think that's a bigger loss to Boston than Tyler Hero is to Miami. Yes, Boston has depth. I get that. But it's possible that Robert Williams doesn't play either. And if he does, he's not at 100%. This dude's already missed a bunch of games with that knee soreness. So, yeah, they've got some problems. They're banged up in Boston. Miami's at home. They were the number one seed in the league, even if you don't have Tyler Hero. Still a fantastic team. And their dogs at home in game five, coming off an embarrassing loss in game four, where we were, of course, on Boston. It's just the flow of these series and a lot of blowouts has made it so you get a pretty good read on this. I think last game was a throwaway for Miami for the most part. And I'm not worried about Butler's performance or that he's injured because he played and seemed fine outside of some poor shooting. But poor shooting happens, especially against good defenses. Give me the Heat plus two or take the money line when you sign up at BetMGM. Turn that 10 into $200 for nothing. I'm also going to two Boston overs today. So you might be like, wait, you like the Heat? But you're going Boston overs? Bear with me here because it makes sense. You can still hit some overs on Boston and not think they're going to win. The first one is Al Horford over 12.5 rebounds and assists at even money. And the reason is simple. Even in the games they're losing, he's still crushing this number. I mean, he's gone over 12.5 rebounds and assists in 8 of 10 games since the beginning of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Bucks. 8 of 10 games. Remember, he missed game one of this series with COVID. And he's gone over at 5 of his last 6 starts as well. He's playing 40 minutes in competitive game. Just no shortage of playing time for Horford. And I think this is a competitive game. And he's averaging almost 17 rebound chances per game since the start of the Bucks series. Among all any team, that's third in basketball behind Giannis and Embiid. And among any team that's still left in the conference finals, it's number one among any of the four teams. Crushing it on the boards. And with Robert Williams, even if he's on the floor, Horford's rebound rate hasn't changed. It's remained unchanged in the postseason. So even though I think it's entirely possible that Robert Williams misses tonight, and that would still be good for Horford, play closer to the basket, it doesn't really make a huge difference in terms of hurting him. So all of that is great. And then once you factor in, I like over 8.5 rebounds too, but I think at minus 135 for the rebounds, I'd rather just take plus money even money on 12.5 rebounds and assists. And here's why. 7.2 potential assists per game for Horford over the last two series. 7.2 is a nice number. And over his last 10 games, which is those two series, he's averaging 10.3 rebounds and 3.8 assists. Good for 14.1 rebounds plus assists. And that's across over 38 minutes per game. Mind you, game stays close. You're getting 40 from Horford if he's not in foul trouble. Oh, and I don't mind Al Horford versus Bam Adebayo in rebounds either. Bam's minus 125, so you get Horford at minus 105. I like that too. He's playing better on the boards. He's rebounding better than Bam has been all series and including most of last series as well. Last one here, Jaylen Brown over 2.5 threes at minus 140. So there you go, you're going over threes too. I thought you liked Miami. Yeah, but a lot of this just comes down to the defensive attention that's being placed on Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown, not Jason Tatum, leads the Celtics in this series with a 30% usage rate. He's also attempting 7.5 threes per game, which is second behind Marcus Smart, but Smart's only played 2 games. And he's knocking him down at a 40% clip. So it's not that surprising, though, right? Miami's putting a ton of defensive attention on Tatum with their best defensive players. And while it's not like they're ignoring Brown, why would you? He's fantastic. He's still going to get a ton of opportunities. And opportunities, usage, that's everything. It's all we can ask for. He's knocked down 3+ threes in 3 of the 4 games in this series. And last game, he only shot 1 of 6 from beyond the arc, but who cares, right? 3-point shooting is volatile. We talked about it already from game to game. And that's exactly why we hammered Reggie Bullock yesterday. 0-for-7 the game before. Who gives a shit? The guy's attempting 8 to 10, 11 threes per game. Why does it matter if he had a bad game shooting when we know he's a 38% 3-point shooter on the season? Meanwhile, Jaylen Brown, 36% 3-point shooter on the season, but 40% in this series, 40% in the series, 42% in the series before that. He's shooting great from beyond the arc, and almost 40% of his field goal attempts in the playoffs are from 3-point range. So as long as he keeps firing, we're going to keep hitting the over. Give me Jaylen Brown over 2.5 threes at minus 140. Give me Al Horford over 12.5 rebounds plus assists at even money, and give me the Heat plus 2 at minus 110, or again, BetMGM, get the free $200. Bet the money line there. You're going to win it back anyway, plus maybe some additional money on the side. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow on Friday to close out the week. Let's run this back. Have a good one, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on Best Bets in the NBA. Peace.